Because he's not, you know, people say, oh, the woman shouldn't cut her hair. Well, no, she should put on a veil if you're going to take this to a legalistic point of view. The whole point of the thing is that the woman should be subject to the man. She has to have her head over her. And she should not cast off the symbols of that subjection. For though we are one in Christ, yet in the flesh, there's a certain order of things. The woman should not cast off symbols of her subjection. Now, the forebears of the women of today, they already cast them all off. So there really aren't any symbols left. Women don't wear veils. They don't wear bonnets. They don't wear this. They don't wear that. So they have their hair left for a covering. So I think it is, you know, it would probably, you know, I know I've had long hair. As a teenager, I had long hair. And you know what? I like having short hair. It's much easier to deal with. I know for a woman, long hair is hot. It's tank. You got to comb. It requires maintenance, you know. The reason she has long hair, the reason my wife has long hair, is because I like it, you know. When I see women with butch haircuts, and then I see them ordering their husbands around, I think, oh boy, they've cast it all off, you know. Because the woman wears that hair long as to please to her to make her be pleasing to her husband. So there is that symbol that remains. I guess in this it doesn't have to be down to her elbows, you know. Right, but it's like again, it's got to, you know, that which is even in this civil, even in our culture, we have things that are womanly, you know. Women can wear pants; they just wear pants that are meant for women. They don't put, you know, they have suits that they make for, we have women's pants suits, and those are women's clothings. Dresses are more modest. But you know what? For every person that's a, you know, some people it's like no matter how modest the dress is, it can, you know, women don't dress modestly because of men. But they do wear their hair long to please their husbands, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe they do it to please themselves. But men in general are going to want their wives to wear their, to have some sort of hair. Womanly hair, to appear to be a woman, not to have their hair cut like a man. And having their hair like a woman is still, though people will not always see it because women do it for their own, because it is their glory. It is, you know, it is a woman, you know, verse 15 says, if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. Her hair is given her for a covering. It is like a covering. It is like a veil. Okay. And so they wear it. So a woman ought to have power on her head because of the angels. The power being the authority, the sign of authority, or a veil, which showed her subjection to her husband. Which the angel, now what a, because of the angels. Again, it could be, I, you know, honestly, I have thoughts on this subject, but because I don't have a sure word for you, beyond it's like, I'm not going to go into it. So let that just sit there. Let's put it this way, because, you know, there are powers that it will do the wife much good to show her subjection to their husband, to her husband. You know, not to show herself as, you know, because some people will say, oh, well, whatever, I'm not going to go into it. You know, people, because the thing is, I think, is it angels? Yeah, I think it's angels. It's not like, some people say, oh, this is, you know, officers in the church. It was like, why should they be more affected than anyone else in the church? Why? Because of the minister she's got to have a veil? Because what? Is he a special pervert? It doesn't make sense. It's because of angels. The sons of God looked on the daughters of men, and I'm going into it, and saw that they were fair. And they took them all of them wives as they chose. But that seems an odd thing to insert here, honestly. Well, let's just let it go. Verse 11. Nevertheless, is the man without the woman. The man is not without the woman, there's no man. Just because the woman comes from the man and the woman was made for the man doesn't mean the man can exist without her, though. She's very much necessary. You know, neither the woman without the man, and the woman needs the guy, too. In the Lord. So as the woman is of the man, so is the man also by the woman. Because, you know, the seed comes out of the man, right? And the woman bears the child. But all things of God. All, you know, again, ultimately, let this not be cause for jealousy between man and woman, you know. Judge in yourselves, is it comely that a woman pray to God uncovered? Is it? I think in our society today, it would not be seen as being uncomely. In my judgment, if I saw my wife praying without a veil on, I've never seen her pray with one. You know, I know I've been in church and there's women who have very short hair, some even with butch haircuts, and they pray. And I've never seen it, it's never occurred to me that it was uncomely. Doth not nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame to him? Atimia, which is indignity. Infamy. Atimia is the word they use for honor. It's dishonor to him. It is not honorable for a man to wear long hair. You know, I said, well, you know, what about Jesus? Didn't he have long hair? Well, again, this is in the sense of, like I said, you got to take this in the cultural context. Long hair is what a woman has. If a man's hair is, you know, like a little more than shoulder length,